Everything you can see, touch, or measure, every star, every planet, every atom in your body, once fit inside a space smaller than a single proton. That is not a metaphor. That is the starting condition of our universe, confirmed by decades of observation and encoded in what scientists call the Big Bang model. According to NASA, the universe is approximately 13.8 billion years old, a figure derived from precise measurements of cosmic expansion and the faint glow of ancient light still reaching us today. And here is the first thing worth knowing, Nick. The Big Bang was not an explosion inside space. It was the expansion of space itself. There was no center. There was no surrounding void. It blew into. Space, time, energy, and matter all began together in the same instant. Think of a raisin bread rising in an oven. Every raisin moves away from every other raisin, not because anything is pushing outward from a single point, but because the dough between them is expanding. That is precisely how galaxies behave today. They recede from one another because the space between large-scale cosmic structures is growing. This relationship between a galaxy's distance and its recession speed is known as the Hubble-Lemaître law. Now, run that expansion backward in your mind. Compress all that space. Compress all that matter and energy. You arrive at a state of almost unimaginable heat and density. That is where the story begins. The first fractions of a second after the Big Bang were violent beyond any modern comparison. The universe was a hot plasma, a churning soup of protons, neutrons, electrons, and photons. Temperatures were so extreme that matter as we know it could not yet hold together. Crucially, the earliest universe was completely opaque. Photons, particles of light, could not travel freely. They were constantly scattered by free-charged particles, like trying to see through a wall of fog so thick it has no end. This went on for a staggering length of time. Then, about 380,000 years after the Big Bang, something changed. The universe had expanded and cooled enough for electrons to combine with nuclei and form neutral atoms. That single transition, called recombination, cleared the fog. Photons were suddenly free to travel. The universe became transparent for the first time, Nick, and light flooded across it. That released light did not disappear. It has been traveling ever since, stretched by cosmic expansion from shorter wavelengths into the microwave portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. Today we call it the cosmic microwave background, and it is one of the oldest light that can be directly observed. Its effective temperature now sits at approximately 2.7 Kelvin, barely above absolute zero. It arrives from every direction in the sky. In 1965, Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson detected it as an unexplained microwave signal they could not eliminate from their antenna. They had accidentally found the thermal afterglow of creation. The key idea here is what that glow tells us. It has an almost perfect blackbody spectrum, a major confirmation of hot Big Bang cosmology, and its temperature fluctuations, tiny variations of about one part in 100,000, are not noise. Those fluctuations map the slight density differences in the early universe. Those density differences became the seeds from which stars, galaxies, and all large-scale cosmic structure eventually grew. NASA's Cosmic Background Explorer satellite, launched in 1989, provided key measurements confirming that near-perfect spectrum. The takeaway from this lecture is both simple and staggering. The universe originated 13.8 billion years ago from a hot, dense state and has been expanding and cooling ever since. Every structure you can observe, every galaxy cluster, every solar system, every element forged in a stellar furnace traces its origin back to those tiny ripples in a plasma that existed before a single star had ever formed. The cosmic microwave background is not just ancient light. It is a snapshot of the universe at 380,000 years old, a baby photo of everything that exists. And measurements of it reveal that the universe is geometrically very close to flat on large scales, with its energy budget dominated by dark energy, dark matter forming most of the remainder, and ordinary matter, the stuff you and I are made of, accounting for only a small fraction. Remember that, Nick. You are a minor ingredient in a very large recipe.